Gomer. God said to Hosea the prophet, "Go find a prostitute and marry her." So Hosea went to where prostitutes lived and chose one named Gomer. She agreed to be his wife, but after the wedding, she continued seeing her many lovers. Soon Gomer was expecting a child from one of these men. She gave birth to a son, and God said to Hosea, "Accept this child as your own." So Hosea accepted the child and named him Jezreel. He preached to the people of Israel and said, "God chose you and made you his own, but you are unfaithful and run after other gods. Now he says to you, remember Jezreel and what Jehu did there. In the same way I will judge you, and you'll cease to be a nation in the valley of Jezreel." Gomer had another child from one of her lovers. This time it was a girl. Hosea was told to accept her, so he named her No Mercy. After No Mercy was weaned, Gomer went out to her lovers. She gave birth to another son. God said, "Accept this child in your home, but call him Not Mine." Hosea preached to the people and said, "You have gone far away from God. You don't even know who you belong to." And God says, "You're not mine." But the day will come when that will change. And God will proudly say, "You are my people, and I'm your God." Jezreel will say to his brother, "You have a new name." Instead of "not mine," it is "You are my own." He will say to his sister, instead of "No Mercy," "Your name is now Abundant Mercy." Gomer got tired of living with Hosea and her children, so she ran off with one of her lovers. It was then she found out that he was a slave trader, and he made her a slave. She longed to be back with her husband. "Oh, to be home again. Hosea gave me so much, but I turned my back on him." She knew it was impossible to regain what she had lost. God said to Hosea, "Go to the slave market and buy your wife from among the slaves." The prophet took his money and went to the slave market. He saw all the slaves standing naked before everyone. Among them was Gomer. Hosea walked up and paid the required price. He then took off his coat and used it to cover his wife. Together, they went back to his house. He said, "I chose you and married you. Now I have bought you. You'll never again leave me and go out to your lovers." Hosea loved her and tenderly cared for her. He said to Israel, "You have left your God and sold yourself to idols. They have treated you with contempt and abused you, leaving you naked and abandoned. But the day will come when God will buy you back and show you abundant mercy and say, 'You are my own.'"